Emerald and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Let's talk about this. We may not even be playing in Qatar 2022, but could Ireland host the World Cup in 2030? To do so, we might need a signature stadium if we want to be in with a chance. And Fianna Fáil Senator Shane Castles has said that Ireland needs to get building if we want to take the bid seriously. Shane joins us now on the line. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. So the idea here is what, that if Ireland was to go in, is it with Great Britain or with England to host the World Cup?
Yeah, it's the bid at the moment, as in the preliminary stages, is with the UK. So it's all of the UK, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and England. And
right.
I suppose you mentioned there, like, the next World Cup is in Qatar, and I suppose if the Arabs can get the World Cup to Qatar, I think I can probably try and get the World Cup to my hometown of Navan and get us to rebuild Park Tolson and maybe get it to be staged there. So get a few pound off the Department of Sport to get me an 80,000 seater stadium in Navan. So.
Well, let's talk about that, because we obviously have the Aviva, we have Croke Park. Are they the only two stadiums in the Republic that would be fit for a World Cup at the moment?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this was a conversation yesterday, and just to give it a bit of context, we had the Minister of Sport in yesterday, and he was talking about all of the different sport expenditures. So we had a full debate about sport, but part of that was, he mentioned the fact that, you know, we are in the preliminary stages of drawing up a report about having a bid with the UK for the FIFA World Cup in 2030. And so I just asked the question, you know, how much money have we spent so far on the report, and, you know, where are we? And do we need to look, if we're really serious about doing this, in actually winning it, not just bidding for it, but winning for it, do we really need a signature stadium? Because I suppose stadiums, world stadiums that get these events have evolved massively. And I made the point that, yeah, it is Croke Park and the Aviva that, you know, we would be putting down. But the reality is that in 2030, Croke Park is going to be 35 years old. And it's going to be outdated in the context of what they would be looking for. And in fact, the Aviva would even be 20 years old by that stage as well. And it was just a debate about that. And I asked the question, do we need to look at having a signature stadium that would actually make our bid credible? And that was what the discussion was about yesterday.
Where would you put it?
Well, I suppose, you know, the report that they're doing at the moment would look into all of that. One, would you actually go and build a new stadium on a greenfield site, which obviously, you know, you would be looking at potentially working with the planners, whether that be out in North Dublin or West Dublin or wherever. Or would you look at remodelling the existing stadiums? As I said, you know, Croker's going to be 35 years old by the time this thing comes around. They've already looked at reports that in the last few years that just to upgrade Croke Park as is going to cost 60 million. That's just to do maintenance work in it. So, you know, money is going to have to be spent either way, and it's about whether we actually get the best return for what we would spend in it.
But aren't there famously stories of countries who have gone all out, spent billions on stadiums for World Cups, and Brazil springs to mind. Brazil 2014 was the World Cup there, and they built some, you know, on the edge of the Amazon rainforest and all this kind of stuff. And now, the pictures that come out now on the internet of those stadiums, that they are literally now, like, probably better that nature has reclaimed them, but there are like forests growing in these stadiums, because they're obviously, they had them for that moment, that World Cup in 2014, but they didn't need them beyond that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the whole importance of making sure you have legacy programs for anything that you build. I mean, I remember the BBC actually did a documentary on what you're just talking about, and they focused in particular on the Greeks, who went absolutely mad with their particular Olympic bid. And everything then in complete disrepair only a few short years later. The point I was making yesterday is, you know, if we're really going to be serious about this, you know, we're either serious about it or we just pull the plug and we don't be wasting our time and don't be wasting our money. And I suppose the report will point to that. You know, do we need to go and build a new signature stadium? And, you know, that might be something that we do need to do if we're going to be serious about winning this bid along with the UK. Or is it just the case that, well, We could make modifications to, whether that be the Aviva or whatever, that would be required.
Is your timing for this, Shane, not brutal? I mean, pandemic, we can't build a children's hospital, housing crisis. Do we need to be worried about this?
Well, I suppose, you know, no matter what, you know, we're dealing with in terms of the crisis in the country, you're still going to have other departments that function alongside that as well and still have budget. So, I mean, in a few short weeks, guys, we're going to be announcing around 50 million euro worth of funding on capital sports grants for all the clubs around the country. You know, and for them, that's the most important thing in making sure they can develop their club facilities and improving their sporting facilities as well. I think sport gets a raw deal. that any time we talk about sport, someone will say, but we could do this, we could build this school, or we could build this hospital. I think sport adds massively to the value, to the, you know, to the mental well-being of people, to the physical well-being. I think sport gets a raw deal, and sometimes it's important, and certainly as a spokesperson for sport for our party in the Shannon, and also as a former sports journalist. I spent 20 years working as a sports journalist, standing on many, you know, sidelines in the pistons of rain and cold, wet days. So I know, you know, we've got some great sport facilities, and we need serious investment in other sports facilities around the country as well. And
well, I think people would agree with you, though, that, you know, we do need investment in sport, particularly women's sport. Mm. But do we need, we don't actually need a big stadium. Like, no, it's not top of the list.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. People might say, well, we could use that money a hell of a lot better to invest in regional and provincial stadiums and club grounds right around the country. And that's exactly, you know, that could be the very well point that needs to be made. The point I was making yesterday in the conversation is, we are part of the bid now, and if we're going to be serious about it, is this what we need to do? If it is, well, then we need to start thinking about it. If it's the case that that's not on the agenda, maybe we shouldn't even be there in the first place. You know, we've been here before. You know, we tried for the bid for the 2008 European Championships, where we brought lads around in a bus and we were looking in fields. You know, we tried it with the Rugby World Cup. You know, our bids before haven't exactly been the best. So maybe we should start. That's the point I was making. Maybe we should be serious about the bid. If we're not, maybe we shouldn't be on the pitch at all.
Well, we should definitely start the conversation, Shane, and we appreciate you doing that. Shane Castles, Fianna Fáil Senator from Meath West.
Very quickly as well, I was talking to your researcher there, Colin Minogue, and I said to him that my wife was delighted that I was on the show, because she had sent him a message there a while ago, and he messaged her back, and I said, I'm not too sure I'm happy with kind of strange men texting my wife back. So,
you want to watch young Minogue?
I'm going to have a visit with you guys, you know?
Don't worry, we'll try and control him. Fair play to you, Shane. Thanks
good
a million.
Good luck, guys. Take care.
See you later. All the best.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.